Okay, so, continued now. We have to stop after the 5 minutes because you only get 5 minutes on the audio boo. So, apologies for that. I got sort of cut off in mid-flow there. So, I was trying to explain all the sort of variations of posh because there's not just one kind of posh. And very often it's... You have to be an English native to sort of understand these things. A lot of Spanish people cannot... or they don't get the posh thing. So there we go, anyway. And, well, it has to be said that... before I forget, there's another point, which is pronunciation differences between British and America, differences between America and Canada, for instance. And there are certain sort of examples where people will say, I don't know, they'll say schedule 1 minute and schedule the next. So lots of things that happen like that. But I had, personally, a fascinating conversation because I love those sorts of things of discussing accents and everything. I find there are certain, for obvious reasons, bits of English which are very boring, or the sort of technical bits of it. But I love the whole thing about posh within posh, and the different strands of poshness, and how posh are you, and the way the Queen used to say, "The kids sit on the Met." And of course, they reckon over time, even the Queen has loosened her RP to a certain extent. Even I think I read that in the Daily Mail, so it must be true. And it's personally, I think it's fascinating, the evolution of the English language and the way it's sort of changed and everything. And now it's I was explaining how this is maybe a matter of opinion. But if you're assuming that you have London accents and you have the regions and the regional accents, therefore, by definition, every accent which is not a London accent is a regional accent, which basically means most of the population, excluding London, of course, and even within London, you have posh London, Kensington, Notting Hill, as they refer to it on This Week, as the Hugh Grant sort of Notting Hill. Then there's the other bits of London. There's the Cockney, if you like, which is totally different to the sort of posh. And the whole thing, I think the whole thing's fascinating. I was talking about this, and this is not necessarily, if you're trying to learn English, you don't need to know this, but it's helpful. And we had a jolly good talk about it, and I'm on a mission to sort of catalogue and to collect examples of all the different accents. I don't just mean Liverpool and Manchester and Cornwall. I mean, going back to my theme of the variations of posh. There's so many posh people, but they all have different accents. They're not the same. And it's quite fascinating, even if they go to the same school. Boris Johnson speaks very differently from, say, the Prime Minister, but they both went to the same school. They have a similar background. You can be posh, but you can be regional as well, I suppose. Nick Clegg, is he from Sheffield, or at least he represents Sheffield, but he's very posh. So we've spent the whole time tonight discussing the variations, and I think maybe half the class could understand what I was on about, and the other half didn't have a clue. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe, hopefully, I've opened up their eyes to a whole new world of accent spotting. I think it would be quite fascinating to hear what Roger Moore himself has to say on this issue. I think he's the poshest person on the planet, isn't he, Roger Moore? I think because I think he doesn't even speak with the Queen's English. He speaks with the King's English. Very, very posh indeed.